Yeah, I don't. You just can't hear yourself in
shut
those.
Up. Nah, shut the fuck up.
What are you talking about?
There you go. Shut Is up. That good?
Not really.
How about that?
That's interesting. Maybe you were right, Adam.
No. I was right.
Which headphones do you want?
But I think your headphones are... Yeah,
try that.
Okay.
Yeah, you good?
Now we're good. Now it's. I would say it's a little too loud.
Is this you?
Yeah.
So can you? Is it quiet now?
It is quiet.
And there you go. That's good, right?
That's good.
Right there?
Pinch up.
Right there?
That's good.
Perfect. I'm too loud.
Yeah, you know what, Adam? So that was fine. You just needed check. To fucking check with the fucking knob.
Now I can't hear anything.
No, yeah. You're fucking lying.
I swear.
I turned them down.
Oh, okay.
I got them.
Check, check.
Shut up, dude. Don't say anything.
Okay, I can hold now. I can hear now.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You're so selfish, Adam.
I'm not being selfish.
Yeah, dude.
You're being.
I'm had to sit on the box this episode.
I appreciate you giving me some time away from the box.
I'm gonna get a couple of. I'm gonna get some chairs in here since we decided we're not. For a while, we were planning on getting a studio. We had all these plans. Yeah. To talk to electricians and stuff. And,
yeah. But none of us wanted to literally do anything.
Let me tell you, know, but most of the conversations with the electricians, it was like, well, so you guys are in the union, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think it's, you're like, you want health care, but you think saying slurs is cool. And you think anybody that's like woke is a fag. And
that's
like,
correct.
They're like, what are you talking about?
They're like, so do you want us to wire the thing or not?
They're like, you said it was a podcast studio and. Mm-hmm. Now you're holding a gun to my head, saying that we need to be your what you refer to as your communist priest.
That's right.
As your Marxism fucking holy father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love communism, dude.
Mm-hmm. It's so cool, dude. That's the thing that my favorite
it
part
slaps.
About being an online leftist is how cool it makes me feel.
Yeah,
definitely not something that was missing in my life as a 36-year-old. That
nope.
Themselves culturally bottom up.
I'm not replacing a bowling league with pretending to be a communist. That's for sure.
No, I'm replacing vocally loving Rick and Morty.
That is so much less inoffensive at this point.
And then also denying that I was a Rick and Morty fan.
Yeah.
Which, that's a big
by the
part
way, Rick and Morty, seasons 1 and 2 were fucking good.
It's a good show.
My move is some memory holding the fact that I was a guy that would quote the Dan Harmon podcast in real life conversations.
That's a wild ass move.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know too much about Dan Harmon. I used to watch Community.
And now I'm a dialectical.
Now I'm a dialectical savage.
I was saying, and I expressed this to you fellas earlier, that it is funny that, you know, because it is weird this thing where. Like, people that are just boring hipsters are now...
pretending to be intellectuals.
Like, not even just know what they're talking... Everybody pretends to know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
There's a space in between...
Sure.
Being a guy that pretends to know what they're talking about, and then being someone who announces themselves as reading theory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is my favorite part, is everyone pretending they're reading theory. Shut up.
Yeah.
You can believe the right things and be
the
a
The only
fucking
theory
idiot.
I read is called The Game, and it's about how to meet chicks.
Yep.
Yes, but anyways, just like, you know, thinking like, man, these people should go back to just, or not go back, but like, I don't even know how to set it up, the joke idea, but just that, yeah, they're still appropriating black culture, but now they're stealing big words from middle-aged black guys.
Yep. They're stealing Kangol hat Bluetooth culture.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to philosophize.
Yeah. They're stealing, holding you hostage at the barbecue. Just fucking, yes. He got you cornered. They're telling
that's
you
very
what they think about vaccines.
If you
Mr.
Read,
too damn dialectical.
Yeah. If you read all those guys' tweets while tapping your temple,
yes.
Then it starts making sense.
Mm-hmm. Think of it with a koofy on. Those people are saying that shit with a koofy on, and it's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, they have a beaded necklace with Africa.
But a beaded off necklace.
Beaded off necklace.
That would be tight.
Mm-hmm.
When you were I got saying a necklace for you right here.
What is it?
It's a pearl necklace from.
You don't have enough cum.
My
ejaculate.
You've never cum in your life, Adam.
You're cum.
Don't you do not. Okay. You falsehoods and misinformation. Yeah. But come
here's
on.
How much
Adam reaches climax and his dick goes. Psst. Like it's gonna tell it.
Whisper,
and then it goes
whispers gossip to a pussy.
Yeah, it lisps.
I got some tea.
I've got I just found out that Anthony Hopkins' second nephew is a huge fan of mine.
It's true.
it's amazing.
It's fucking crazy,
dude. The guy that cuts Catherine Zeta-Jones's hair, apparently his neighbor used to work with a guy who was in the hospital with a guy who has a brother-in-law.
Mm.
That guy's kid went to preschool with one of the guys he went to preschool with is actually a big fan.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
That's just crazy, just seeing how fast we've grown.
Yep. No, I'm with you, dude.
You know? In this
that's amazing.
In this artwork that we've created, that we've painted over
how
5 years.
How far the tentacles reach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet not that guy, not only is he thinks the show is, not only has he done more than heard it once or twice or sort of knows what it is, he respects us.
He respects us.
He respects us.
Mm-hmm. He could pick us out of a lineup.
Out of as
and he thinks it's good.
As geniuses. Mm-hmm.
If I could change one life, then I feel like I've had a life worth
living. If I could change the world, I would make you shut up and go to jail for saying things.
I would make you suck my dick and smile while you do it.
I'd put a gun to your head and make you suck my dick.
I would make you wear a dress and fuck your ass.
I guess I don't really have to change the world to do that.
I guess I'm about to change the world.
I guess who's about to get that world change, bitch? It's you.
I'm about to change your whole motherfucking world.
Surprise, I got a gun.
Start putting on some lipstick.
Put the dress on, and now suck my dick. If I could push you in the back of my van, drive you somewhere remote where no one will find you, make you suck my dick, and then when it's over, kill you. Make you suck dick to save your life, and in the end,
kill you anyway.
Your final thought is, damn, I did some gay shit for nothing. And taking you all the way out there, and I'm immediately arrested, because who else would do that to Adam except the people who know him best? My entire defense of trial would rest on that it's what you wanted. You die doing what you love, and I'd make your family testify. I'd make them admit that it's what you want.
Or they wouldn't get any of the Patreon.
Yeah. I've made a secret backdoor deal with your family. And as a final disrespect, I've paid them off to say that you wanted to be forced to suck dick at gunpoint, then murdered in a dress out in the woods.
That would feel like a massive betrayal.
Just looking up.
If that happened.
Looking up from fucking Jewish heaven and being like, what the hell, my family?
I can't believe
that. And then a surprise double cross, they don't get the money. Your dad is suddenly blindfolded, and guess what happens?
No.
The blindfold comes off, and we're back in the familiar tableau of the woods.
Well, he walked into that one. I think it'd be his fault.
There's a dress that he remembers from when the evidence was presented.
Photos.
But this dress is a different size. It fits him like a glove.
Then I'll rape and kill him and disappear to and Mexico.
Your father says, you're just going to kill me after I suck your dick. You did it to my son. I was at the trial and I say, can you be sure of that? And cock the gun. Something deep inside his brain takes over, and before he knows it, he's throat deep on dick. My balls are resting on his chin. The tears are streaming down his face. He's soaking tight. The hot load makes its way down his esophagus. And then the gun is pressed to his head.
He knows he's about to die.
He knows he's about to die.
Man, that song is weird. Yeah. That's a weird song.
Then I'm back on trial. Guess who's done more bribes? I've done my perfect crime of bribing family members to say it was a family of people that wanted to be forced to suck dick at gunpoint.
Wow. It was a family tradition.
You can get a lot out of Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Especially that song. You could, I would do an entire show that's just the song.
That is a great, one of the
taking
best
breaks just to do ad reads, and then it's right back to an elaborate criminal empire of raping people at gunpoint.
I don't know if it's a criminal empire. Can you make a lot of money raping Adam and his family? You can make a lot of
money. It'll be explained by the time we get to the 18th verse.
I'll just have to trust the process.
It would be like some sort of life insurance scam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
You keep signing up people up for life insurance and then raping them at gunpoint and killing them.
Yeah, and you take out extra on like rape murder.
You give yourself power of attorney, right?
Is life insurance like prop bets where it's like you can bet on the way you're going to die and like see if you, like if it's lightning strike, can you get double insured for that?
Well, I think that you can not get life insurance for certain types of death. Hmm. Like I'm not sure you can get it for suicide. I mean, I don't know what I'm
talking
about.
That just feels like you couldn't.
Yeah, it feels like that's cheating, right?
It does feel like cheating.
Yeah.
There'd be plenty of people that would be better off taking in a nice policy and then having a fucking nice lead omelet for a fucking dinner.
That's right. If you're thinking about killing yourself, audience, maybe frame it and look like an accident so your family can make that's a little right. bit of cash on the back end.
Yeah. Absolutely right. That's smart. Nick, let me get a little juice, dude. I got to walk after this.
Oh. Is Nancy Grace still doing her thing? Here, suck it from under the table. Oh, yeah, that feels good.
What are you talking about?
I'm not sucking his cock.
Adam, tell the audience what he's doing.
He's sucking Nick from the back.
How am I doing? Actually,
sucking him from the back.
I was going to say
ain't
how.
Nothing get it.
I was going to say how, but even if I was, I could easily talk because Nick's dick is so small.
Honestly.
But I'm not doing it.
Them fat girls really know how to suck.
Not a girl.
Them, and he's fat.
I'm a guy, and I'm talking. So you know what? Yeah, I am sucking your dick, but I'm talking so effortlessly because your dick is so small.
I don't even realize I'm sucking your dick.
It's like music.
I'm not that good that I can do both. That's not what's
it's
happening.
It's not that you're so good. It's that my dick is the perfect shape.
It's not at all. It's so small. It's getting caught
wrong.
In between my teeth.
It's not even. It's mm-hmm. beyond.
It's like a fucking
it's
popcorn
transcendent.
Skin.
It's
one of
so
those popcorn
it,
skin kernels.
It exists in the fifth dimension.
No.
Where it's in your mouth and it's blowing your mind.
No, it's not.
You're communicating.
That's not, how is that the fifth
you're
dimension?
You're communicating telepathically.
What is the fifth dimension?
It's like when
you're thinking you're speaking right now, but you're really just communicating with the universe in a way that everyone knows your thoughts because your mind has transcended the human plane because you're enjoying sucking my dick so
that's
much.
Not, uh-huh. That's not what a dimension is.
It's like when Avatar people connect their
ponytails. That's
not
what a dimension is at all.
Who knows more about you dimensions?
It's a tie at zero.
A guy whose entire body is a single plane.
That's not.
That wraps around itself.
That's not what I am in 3D.
Because you have so much gravity at the center.
I'm not 2D.
Yes.
Or 1D or whatever the fuck. And you know what? We both know zero about dimensions.
1 inch.
No.
One D inch.
Yeah.
No.
1 inch of D.
No. I have more than 1 inch of D. Thank
Wrong.
You very much.
Yeah. I'm in 3.5. Yeah,
I'm easily in the fucking 5 to 6 range.
Damn.
And we're going to keep it there.
You just got knocked all over the ropes on that last exchange,
pal.
No, I
didn't. Not at all.
Just the various types of truth scenarios.
There was no truth said.
There are different
in fact,
dialectical style
in fact, you had
Marxist
to,
scenarios.
You had to hit the turbo
you.
Button because I said your dick was so small I could talk while sucking it. Thank you very much.
And the turbo button indicates if you actually read. Fucking Ingles.
Yeah, that's right, mm-hmm. bitch.
Ingles.
Joe Ingles from the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, sure.
That's the only guy. That's the only Ingles I give a fuck about.
You would know that you were enjoying sucking my dick so much that it blew your mind into another dimension that can communicate with the universe telepathically.
That's not how dimensions work. For the last time.
Oh yeah, what does Joe Biden have?
I don't. What do you mean?
What does he have?
He has dementia.
And what can he not do because of it?
Nothing. He's not limited
what
by
is
anything.
It?
He's the first
Remember,
retarded president.
He can't
president.
Speak.
Yeah, he can't speak.
So dementia makes you able to communicate. If he just couldn't speak alone, then he would never become a president.
So you're saying he's presiding.
You have to communicate with the American people through a kind of dementia.
Have you heard
dementia
him?
Puts you into dementia.
Has he heard, communicated with you telepathically?
And he communicated with the American people through non-literal communication, and that's what resonated, is the idea. Joe, you can't see it because it's happening on an astral plane, but Joe Biden is sucking Barack Obama's cock, and he's enjoying it so much that it's blowing his mind into a demented state that allows him to communicate with the American people. In the same way that you, people can hear you.
No. I was with you until that last.
They
part.
Can hear you on the show.
No.
While you're sucking me off.
I'm not sucking.
And
you off.
Love it.
I don't love it.
And you're like, oh, I hope this meets my. I'm on my diet.
Am I
still
sucking a guy's cock right now?
His penis is in your mouth. Your eyes have rolled back.
No, how dare you betray me?
You
dude.
Just have your eyes are white and your brain is glowing.
I am not.
Your brain is glowing.
I'm looking at both.
And my
you
dick
guys.
Is so big, we can see you getting fatter off of the
Adam,
calories.
You at least have to say his dick is small. Say I'm sucking it, but you at least have to say he's small.
Oh, it's
you can get us both.
But Nick is cross-legged and levitating.
What about me?
You? No, you're on the box.
I'm on the box. Wow. This is the Welcome. Last time. This is the last time I offer to take the
Welcome
box.
Welcome to
you.
The rules of the box,
this
bud.
This is the last time I offer to take
you
the box.
You want to play? You can't
you
take the
fucking
heat.
Fucking cocksucker.
You better get out of the damn kitchen.
How dare you fucking. I do you a kindness of getting out of the box.
You want to know something crazy? Adam isn't even here. You're just hallucinating him. Because you're enjoying sucking my dick so much.
I'm not even here. I'm an astral projection.
Adam's in Israel.
Yeah.
Adam's ran away with the show money, and I want to keep it going anyway, so I've been convinced you that we're still getting paid.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you've just been sucking my cock for years.
For how long?
Most of your life, actually.
Yeah.
It's like in the Matrix. You're in a pod.
I have to unstuck your cock from the
you're
back of my head.
You're in a pod sucking my cock.
With the back of my head hole.
And you're hallucinating the entirety of your reality because you're enjoying sucking my dick so much.
This is fucking bullshit, and I don't really believe it, actually. So fuck you guys.
Yeah. And then the agents are after Agent Ian.
Yeah, and they
He's
keep
like,
multiplying.
I'm trying to trick people into being gay for real. Can you imagine Ian cast as one of the agents in
That'd
the Matrix?
Be awesome. Him trying to be serious.
But then the rest of the agents are still those other guys.
It's just one
it's just
guy.
Ian with sunglasses on and ska
and
tattoos.
Curly like fucking mullet.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. His clown mullet.
Yeah, just to tapping his ear. Being like, there's a breach into security.
Yeah. Trying to fucking.
One
like,
of the programs is messed up.
We can't let them get to a payphone so that they could go back to Zion.
We got to get the codes to Zion.
Oh, fuck, dude.
That'd be a great cast.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be awesome.
Damn. Should we get Dreamcast?
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
Play some Crazy Taxi?
We should get Dreamcast to play during the
Fuck
show.
Fuck yeah. We should.
Yeah.
Dude, Adam, you weren't here. Me and Nick were talking.
What were you talking about?
The next fucking getaway, podcasters getaway.
Oh, yeah?
Eastern Shore, Maryland. Or Western Shore, maybe. Who knows?
I was thinking Miami, Florida, but that sounds even better.
Nah, dude. We got to go back to our roots. We got to have bows, or I guess, you know, we got to drink bows. We got to have crabs.
In a bay day. We should just rent a boat.
Fuck yeah, dude. Do a podcast on the boat.
That would be so sick. And we could say whatever
you
want.
Now you're speaking my language.
International
we
waters.
Whatever we want, because international That's waters. Right. Yeah.
Well, Section 230 just got struck down. I don't know what that means for the show. But
what is that?
I don't know. Some gay shit.
Silence us, dude.
Yeah, we're going to be... It'd be tight if everyone got silenced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because it used to be like you'd think like, oh, well, you know, people shouldn't like this whole kind of hostile attitude towards speech or whatever. You know, oh, well, wouldn't it be nice if some of the people doing it got a taste of their own medicine? And that doesn't really, it doesn't do anything
for
you. No,
because they just cannibalize themselves and other ones pop up.
But if it were like, now it's sort of like are you in or are you out sort of shit or get off the pot thing. And it's like, well, if we're not going to have it full stop, then we might as well just have you go to jail for saying shit.
Yeah.
Because that would be fun. If it was just strict rules.
But we would go to jail.
You should get it everything should be grandfathered in.
Oh, so we're good.
Well, starting next week, they would be like, all right. You're only allowed maybe once a week. You have to pick one race that you can do the voice of.
And we have to register with, like, the office of being racist.
It'd work like anything else in New York.
Yeah.
So much
I
would
want
to
be the boss of voices.
Yeah.
Just the New York City Public Authority of Racist Impressions.
Mm-hmm. You'd be the boss. You'd be the guy from Suck.
It's me and a bunch of Irish guys in there.
Cockamamie Hall.
Yeah.
That's where you'd be the boss.
Yeah. I guess you're still in one of your fever dreams.
No, Adam, you can admit he would be the boss of Suck Cockamamie Hall, right?
I can't admit that.
Thank you. All right, we can build with that. That's step one, dude.
Adam would be the boss of tiny balls.
No, come on,
you do
dude.
Have tiny balls.
They're not tiny.
I have to admit. See, Nick got
I
me
just
because
have a
he
long
knows.
Scrotum.
Nick knew how to come back with one of my pet projects, which is saying that your balls are small.
I chose to agree with Saab, and this is how you treat me, Nick.
This is why I would be a perfect boss of Tammany Hall.
Yeah, I thought I was
because
my
maneuvering
understand the line.
That was expert, dude. That was like I Claudius.
I would have been with
Senate.
You on anything but how little your balls are, which is one of our most ancient disagreements.
The Power Joker.
The Power Joker.
Mm-hmm. The Power Joker is brought to you by BlueChew.com.
Oh, yeah. All right.
If you like sex, you'll love having sex while reading BlueChew.com.
Yep.
BlueChew.com is a website. It's not the name of it's not the name of the medicine.
That's right.
But it's a website that sells chewable
tablets. They're not called chews. They're not called blue chews.
We got in a lot of trouble for saying that they were pills, because I guess the thing is if you want to sell any kind of drug in America, there's this little organization called the NAACP.
I don't think that's
the one.
That's
got to stick their nose in.
I think that's the one.
Oh, which one?
I think you're
thinking,
I don't know, FDA?
No, I think it's the NAACP.
You think it's NAACP?
Oh, yeah, it's the NFDA. That's right.
I'm not familiar with that one, but either way.
The FNA.
What are you talking about? NFTs?
FDNY.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're back.
Yeah. I have a question for the FDNY. What does the D and the Y stand for? Is it a down hole? My question.
Department
Sir,
of York.
We know what you're trying.
Can you stop trying to get us to say it?
My question is for the FDNY. What do the letters D and Y stand for? The other two, I'm pretty sure I
got a handle on those two.
Yeah. I can fill in the blanks on that.
BlueChew.com. Mm-hmm. Back to blue. Blue Lives Chew.
Blue Chews Matter.
Blue Chew Lives Matter.
Blue Chew Lives Matter. Guys whose cocks don't get hard, as long as they're buying tablets from BlueChew.com.
And BlueChew.com.
Your life matters.
Mm-hmm. And BlueChew.com is a website.
Yes.
Not a pill.
Not a pill.
And
I've never taken Blue Chews. I have had some BlueChew.com
chewable
tablets.
Yes.
And I will say this, they've made my cock rock hard.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When you have one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I like them because they got the same active ingredients as
Viagra and Cialis.
So if you're
the
flavor
guy,
is fantastic.
Then they
look,
have.
Here's what you got to do. You got to go to BlueChew.com. Go there now. Instead of having us try to. While you're listening to this, go to BlueChew.com.
Pull it up. Pull up your phone.
Pull out your phone.
Pull up your computer, whatever it is.
We're going to go there. In fact, if you go to go.bluechew.com/cumtown, it'll bake in the promo code.
Right there, brother.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to click on that.
That's awesome. And now buy 500,000 blue.
Is sex with chewable tablets right for you? Oh, well, I didn't know you were supposed to have sex with the tablets.
Yeah, you rub your bull on them.
That's what it says.
Sex with chewable tablets right for you. That's
Are you
awesome.
Trying to fuck chewable tablets? Yeah, just a little heads up for whoever at Blue Chew put that one in there. You're fired.
Mm.
A lot of people don't know this, but I actually
Nick has
own,
a stake in the company.
I own
a
the
controlling
company.
Stake in the company.
It works sort of like the Marlboro points, where if you
the guy with the softest dick gets to be the CEO.
If you take a million Blue Chews, tablets, you can buy the company.
Mm-hmm.
I started off. I got all the Blue Chew koozies. And then the helicopter.
Yeah, the generator.
And I'm the boss of the company. So whoever wrote, is sex with chewable tablets right for you?
Mm-hmm. Clean out your fucking
discuss
desk.
Discuss sildenafil and tadalafil options with an online provider today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they have, of course, different membership options for the amount of pills you get every month. I'm on the Blue Chew Pro plan, which is 34 tablets a month.
I got the 90... I got the 90 tablet a month plan.
Get the fuck. Is that a, I mean, I guess that makes
sense. It's a premium secret plan just for sponsors.
That's awesome.
Is that, if you sign a, I just sent them.
You can chew one once.
I had my attorney send them like a signed affidavit that says that I absolved them of any like legal responsibility. However, I will accuse them publicly of raping me if they don't give me way more pills.
And you had your attorney
your
just
kind of. Is one of the best in the biz. Yeah. Yeah.
Your attorney kind of rubber stamped that one.
Dude, how the hell did your attorney pull that one off?
You got one of the best guys in the biz, man.
He's a good guy. He's a pro.
He's
good.
He's a real pro.
He's a good guy. And so they sent me the 90 pill a month plan.
That's awesome. I want to say I'm on 14 or something like
now,
that.
Now, here's this guy in the fucking picture. He's got the black. Mine don't come in the black shit. Hey, did you get those? The little black?
I believe those are the. We're both. Tadalafil guys.
I do the Tadalafil.
And I think the black one is the
I like it because it sounds magical.
Mm-hmm. Were you a Sildenafil guy, Adam?
I like the one that is Cialis.
Yeah, we're all Cialis guys. We're all Sildenafil.
I only like it because it's the newer one. Cialis is the one that hit the market like 10 years later.
Exactly. They had the better commercials.
Yeah. Viagra is now forever tainted as being
Bob
like
Dole's dick
it's for old people.
Yep.
But I'm not old, dude. I'm young. I'm cool.
I'm not super, secretly gay.
I'm a super hip.
On,
I don't
Brooklyn
need drugs.
Communist that has always been a theory guy. Certainly not in the last 4 months when I realized everything that I've ever liked is now fucking embarrassing. Like Rick and Morty and Harry Potter.
We just need to bring that stuff back so those guys will stop.
And this communism thing I'm doing will definitely last. I guarantee
check
you.
In 2 years.
In 5 years, I'm definitely going to be tweeting all day, every day about communism. instead of what's cool in 5 years from now, which is the return of Viagra.
Getting your dick hard.
Generic. With
same active ingredients.
Sildenafil.
And Tadalafil.
Hard time taking pills? Up to 40% of Americans agree. Oh, that's why you can't say pills, because people they associate pills with swallowing. That's why you got to say chewable tablets.
You get chewable tablets so that you can get swallowed.
So whatever retard at home is like, I can't take pills. Beep, beep, skip, delete episode. I can't hear this. I can't hear
you
the
know,
word
I
pill.
You know, I have people
boop.
In my, very close to me that don't like pills.
Yeah.
That do liquid medicines or crush them up into, into like
some of the other animals live in his cage.
Yeah. I know.
They have to blend the medicines into the slot.
So okay, let me ask you something.
The zoo.
You're getting your dick sucked by an animal? Then you've admitted to bestiality.
I said
checkmate.
I said
you said other animals, which means that I'm an animal in your little twisted logic.
Other
that's
animals.
Thank you, Adam.
No, there's another.
There's no other explanation.
There's another animal here that I already acknowledged before we started the show.
No, you didn't.
And that one does not live in your cage.
No, nice try.
So
you're on real
animals,
thin ice with Adam. I don't care that your lawyer is the best in the business.
You've never been on thin
you're
ice
not
in your
be
life.
Able, yes, I have.
You've
and
only
I've
been
survived
on
it.
Fat ice.
You've survived thin ice.
I've survived thin ice because I am not that fat.
And it's solid oral dosage.
At least not
forms.
As fat as Nick makes me out to be.
And bluechew.com. There's one. Here we go. Let's just run through some of the check marks on their website.
Awesome. All right. Let's
I
go.
Love that.
You've heard of Blue Checks on Twitter. Check out Blue Checks on Blue Chew.
Bluechew.com.
Wow.
100%
that's
U.S. licensed medical providers. Check. Mm-hmm. Prescription consultation for sildenafil or tadalafil. Check.
Double check.
Professional ED-focused medical support. Oh, you better believe that's a check.
That is a check for
no
sure.
No waiting rooms, no appointments. Check that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
30/45 milligram sildenafil or 6 or 9 milligram tadalafil chewable tablets.
Oh, we got 9? Shit, I might have to upgrade, get my dick extra hard.
That's why I'm on the 3 plan, dude. I've been taking 18.
Respect. 18. You're just like, you can't see. You have blinding headaches constantly, but your dick is at full mass.
Dude, throbbing.
Long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
That's true.
Geddy Lee, famous last words.
It's a long way to the top if you want to
If
rock
you
want to
get your dick hard.
If your dick must get hard.
So we got 3 plans here. The active, it's only $20 a month. You get 30 milligrams or 45 milligrams for $30 a month.
Wow.
You get six pills a month, which I guess that's if you're like basically an incel and you never have
sex. You don't get pussy at all.
Here we go. Busy. Only $30. It's 10 a month.
Nice.
10 pills a month for $30.
Okay. Now,
very nice.
That's a little, that makes a little bit more.
That makes you slightly not gay.
Yeah, makes you, yeah.
That's one smash every 3 days.
Popular. 17 pills
popular.
A month.
Popular. Now we're getting there.
Yeah, you're starting to
get. Now we're getting this into business.
Into the regular guys.
Not only fucking 17 times a month, but needing a pill every single time to get your dick hard.
And here we go, the pro plan.
Yeah, they do have pro. Yeah.
It's 45 milligram pills. You get 34 of them a month, and it's $120 a month. For the
low,
low
price.
The
higher MG.
Low, low price of about $1,300 a year. About $1,400 a year, you can have sex almost as much as your hero, Stavros the pig.
I'm not a pig. I don't have that much sex.
Stavros the slam pig.
I don't have, and I'm not using the chews to give to the guys to fuck me, by the way.
The Bronx Zoo's most popular attraction.
I live in the Queens.
Yeah.
So,
the Queens.
And again, by the way, if you're saying that, which I disagree with you, in your logic, you're getting sucked off by a pig.
Only to help you create a fantastical world in which you can live peacefully, which you wouldn't be able to in the zoo.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Your dick is like a serum to help me forget
well, it's
my
like once, a never
again,
Neverland.
Once again, I'm the hero the world needs, not the one it wants.
By letting me exist in the fifth dimension where I'm a podcaster.
Yes. Instead of a pig that has to suck my dick all the time.
I would prefer the pig, the simple life of the fucking pig, dude. Yeah.
This is
without getting my without sucking your dick.
It's also the kind of thing Chinese people sit around thinking about all day long in their dumbass little temples.
That's so true.
They're in there and they're like, you know, would you rather be a podcaster
or a pig?
They got a very dialectical
giving a guy head
mentality. So go to go.bluechew.com/cumtown to receive free shipping or like 20% off your order or something.
Mm-hmm.
What is it again?
I'm gonna.
I think it's
20%.
A free intro,
maybe a free intro,
just
but
pay
you pay
the shipping.
Shipping.
Yeah.
Look, the point is, just go and get your cock hard,
and it'll change your life. Even if you're a woman.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you're a woman, maybe you're a fugly ass bitch. Feed these chews to the fucking guys, and their cocks will get hard.
Yeah. Put
it
in
for a change.
Right. Put in your bedside table with the condoms.
And by the way, this goes for if you're
vibrators.
A fugly ass guy that gets fucked by guys as well.
100%.
You feed them to your Lotharios coming in and fucking slamming your cheeks.
Yeah. Let's say you're a gay guy and you're getting bored with dick and you're thinking about pussy and you need to stay hard for your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Bluechew.com. Go.bluechew.com/cumtown.
Yep.
All right.
But the movie Sleepy Hollow, but it's Sleepy Homo.
Yeah.
It's about
it's
you and
Johnny
Depp.
Johnny Depp, and he's like, I think I'll go to sleep, actually.
Oh, yeah. So
just looking for a place to take a nap.
Is Johnny Depp...
Welcome to our town. Certainly you've heard the legend of the gay horseman.
Of Get Dickabob Crane.
Of Suck Dickabob. Suck Dickalot Crane.
Suck Dickalot Crane.
Suck Dickalot Crane.
Are you just making this up now? No.
It's real.
It's on a scroll. I read it on one of my parchment papers. Suck Dickalot Brain.
Suck Dickalot Brain. And what does he have instead of a pumpkin? Is it a dick?
Yeah, I actually watched Sleepy Hollow like maybe a month ago.
Is it good?
No, and he's terrible in it.
Really?
Yeah, Johnny Depp.
Disappointing.
His character doesn't make any sense because he's supposed to be like this guy that's dealing with dead bodies all the time.
But he's scared.
And when he sees them later in the movie, he's like, oh, you know. And it's not like I don't understand. Yeah, he does a bad job. performing in that movie.
What is the story? Ichabod Crane gets his head
He's a medical examiner from the city that is sent out to some Dutch town in like the Hudson Valley to solve this like string of murders, and so he brings his like fancy forensic science, and then it turns out to be like it's leaning towards it being just like some like money.
It's Puerto Ricans.
Some money dispute thing, and yeah, it's like the like one of the guys is set to inherit some big part of the town. Two families.
I see.
And then it's his bitch wife that's actually using witchcraft to summon the real headless horseman.
Fuck.
So the headless horseman is real, and then
but his wife is doing it.
I don't know. It's a fucking boring movie.
I just remember that was a. But isn't that like a fucking old like a folktale or something?
Yeah. They made it into a
and
movie.
What's the folktale
that there's the headless horseman?
And what happens to Ichabod
people?
Crane? Does he get fucked up?
He fucks the pumpkin.
Yeah. He fucks Jack Skellington.
That's awesome. I am getting raped. I am getting raped.
What's that? There's a fucking Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
No, but he's like talking about fucking a baby to death, and then the werewolf being like, Halloween.
Dude, this is fucked up. Dude.
It's a little too dark.
You know, we're thinking like pranks. Scary.
You know, maybe like bugs or something.
candy.
That's a little.
Yeah, the guy who takes it one step too far for all the Halloween guys.
It'd be fun. I wish I was cool enough as like a fourth grader to go door to door, just like a cape on, but then you draw a picture of a baby getting fucked in its ass and just like put with string tape it around your face, and you go door to door and people are like, "What are you?" And you're like, "I'm a baby getting fucked in its ass."
Yeah, dude, that you would have been an awesome fourth grader.
You would have been like fucking coolest.
Isn't that scary?
You definitely would have called the police and said, "Who is raping you, son?"
My costume is a baby getting fucked in its ass.
Your fucking parents just in handcuffs immediately.
He's a weird kid.
Yeah. No, that would have been an imaginative costume.
I am getting raped. I am getting raped.
Suck my dick, fuck my ass, fuck me in my mouth and call me a back.
Oh, jeez, Louise. What have you boys been up to now that it's getting nice? You taking fucking strolls and shit?
Yeah, I've been doing some strolling.
When's your second vax coming up, Adam?
In a couple weeks' time.
Nice.
What else? Nothing much. I watched Godzilla vs. Kong.
I didn't finish it.
Mm-hmm.
I did like...
I think it was a perfect allegory for a race war that's happening right now in this country between the blacks and the Chinese.
The Asian community.
It's true. But...
That's how you read the movie?
Yeah, but Stav, if you want to close your ears for this
one... Oh, that's
one.
Very fun. I didn't know what movie you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to do a spoiler?
It is a spoiler alert.
Okay, spoiler alert. I don't care that much.
Okay,
I
if
saw
you don't
20
care,
minutes last...
But what happens is the blacks and the Chinese need to team up
to defeat automation.
To defeat the robots.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're right.
And then to liberate society.
And do you think the robots are white people or is it automation?
I think it's just, I don't know. Well, it's society.
Or is it Godzilla Chinese and there's the automation, the Japanese?
Well, it's like, I think that the mayo asses that are running our society are trying to position BLM against Stop Asian Hate. And what they do is it's kind of like when a Chinese guy starts rapping.
Mm-hmm.
They've teamed like up together.
Jin.
Like Jin from the Rough Riders. Yeah.
Yeah. He was very famous on the 106 of Park freestyle.
Exactly.
The battle
tremendous freestyler.
Who's this, King Kong?
No, Jin, remember? Your girl had my dumplings and my egg roll in her mouth. I remember that. I still remember that line.
Maybe,
and let me tell
you,
that made the whole thing jump.
Maybe you remember that line because it's very similar to your true reality.
What do you mean?
And which
I'm Chinese now?
No, you're a dick-sucking pig.
dumplings and egg rolls?
See, we all have a true reality underneath this, that we're engaged in a fantasy of this other reality.
Let me ask you,
to,
if I was sucking your dick, why would
trauma.
You create yourself in my fucking in my fucking fantasy.
You're still thinking.
Why wouldn't
about
I
this?
Be getting pussy or something?
You're still
that
thinking
I like?
About this. In
Why
terms,
would I be doing a podcast?
You're still thinking about this in terms of a human understanding of space and time.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, yes, the reality could be that you are sucking my dick, but the reality that I'm experiencing is not strictly that. I'm in my own fantasy where I'm forced to have my dick sucked by a pig as an escape from the other reality.
Where you have to have sex with women.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For you. That's you would rather have your dick sucked by a pig than look at pussy close
because
up.
It makes sense.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then as long as you're escaping being I straight,
because
I'll admit I'm a dick sucking pig. No,
because I see women as
it's also funny that
I see women as equals.
It's funny that this
I don't think you should do something
that's
as
not why.
I don't think you should do something
why.
As disgusting as fuck to a woman. I
that's
think
what
that's,
a gay guy would say. Thank you very much.
It should be reserved to the pigs in the zoo.
You have
in the space prison in which we all live. And women are meant to be married.
Yeah,
and then come delivered to them, a Ziploc bag,
and they can choose what to do
and
with
they
it.
Say, "Bring me sons, bring me,
bring
take
me a male
these,
heir while
take
I get my
this
dick sucked
seed
by the pig.
And bring me sons while I yeah,
go
spend
to
the afternoon
enclosure,
spend the afternoon in the garage with the pig in the baby bath."
Interesting though, Adam. That was, you know, I hadn't thought of that, but
it's
I think
a really
it makes,
smart.
I think
movie.
What you're saying is it makes a lot.
You know,
of sense.
Another,
and then the other
you know,
thing,
it's another,
they get
you know,
to,
it's another smart move.
What's that?
Did they get to Hollywood?
It's another smart move. Is betting? Buying a Ridge wallet.
Oh, it is smart.
That is smart.
It's one of the smartest things you could do.
It's going to RidgeWallet.com and say, type it, use promo code. RETARD.
I don't think that's
FAG.
No, it's not. No.
In another dimension, maybe.
Okay, I'll agree with you there. Perhaps in another dimension. But currently here, I believe the promo code is Cumtown.
Is
or Cumtown 20.
It's either Cumtown or Cumtown 20. Ridge Wallet. The problem is that all of these places have kind of the same deal with us. And so I'm like,
so that makes it harder to remember.
It's the same deal,
yeah,
but
it's like,
a different product.
Because it makes me feel like I'm being lazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no. It's
and we know same. How enterprising you are usually.
It's probably the same shit.
But it's but listen before. Well, let's talk about what a great fucking product it is. While you look up that, you know, because I can speak for all of us here. We love the Ridge Wallet.
Yes.
It's fucking metal. Uh-huh. It's sleek. Keeps all your cards, your ID. You don't need that bulky shit.
Yeah, you know? And it's a front pocket wallet. So if you're a man like myself who's constantly getting pickpocketed.
Who's wearing capris all the time.
I'm wearing
with
only capri
one
pants.
Single pocket in
I'm
the
in
front.
A, I'm in the blackout room in the back of the club called the Manhole. And But every time I'm there, I just want to meet other cool guys, but I just end up getting pickpocketed.
Yep. Or violated in another way that you're not, you know, that open to talking about right now.
Not at this juncture, but yeah. With a little bit of therapy, I will be.
Yeah, so that's why the Ridge Wallet is good for you. If you're a guy like Adam who's getting sucked off against his will and capris, the Ridge Wallet is really easy to keep track of because you just put your hand in your one little pocket.
That's
God
right.
Damn, I can't, I don't even know what the fuck.
Then they not only have fucking wallets, they got a bunch of shit.
They
too.
Got a whole.
They got backpacks
line.
That are cool.
The backpack looks good. I'm yeah, still it's, want it.
It's fucking buy it, you fucking cheap piece of shit.
Well, they're friends of the show. They should be sending some.
Send two backpacks.
Send
one for
two
Nick
of the
and me.
What?
Send
we're
two
not
backpacks for Star.
It.
One for the his,
no.
this reality and
no.
the other.
I don't need a pig pack.
He needs a pig pack.
I don't
pack
need pack. A pig backpack.
The wallets are made out of premium materials like aluminum, titanium, carbon fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Premium, which is a type of metal, I understand. But yeah, the backpack looks really good, and I need something to put a laptop in for travel, which is coming back soon. I'm going to Santorini in Greece.
Are you seriously?
No, but I would like to. Sounds
the
nice.
The wallet redefined.
Is nice, yeah.
It's a better way to carry cash and cards, and we invented it. Slim, RFID blocking.
Mm-hmm. So no one's hacking your shit.
And I'll be at the town hall next week, and I'll say, RFID, what does the I and the D stand for? I know what the R and the F stands for, but I'm having a little trouble with the I and the D.
Wow.
And they're like, why are you here? Why are you at the FDNY town hall asking us about wallet blocking technology?
Because I'm a man with questions.
Because I live in subsidized housing for the mentally ill.
Yes.
And I have nothing else to do.
And you're giving out free cookies.
Wow, the commuter backpack you can get with a power bank.
I dated a girl that would ran a housing program for mentally ill, like violently mentally ill mm-hmm. people in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, she was sincerely like, you know, I could get you
a house,
a place. And it's like not as like, oh, I can scam the system.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you would easily qualify.
It's like I think you are. My opinion of you is someone I'm in a relationship with.
Yeah.
Is that you're so severely mentally ill
mm-hmm.
that you could be living somewhere in the city for free.
And you know what? That was the one person in your life that ever truly knew and cared about you. Let me just say that right now. That's the only person that was ever honest with you.
Well, I stabbed her to death in part of a mirror. So I guess she was right in the end. Wow.
Ridgewald also offers something called the Summit Knife.
Incredible.
It's $160, mm-hmm. and it's a knife that's made out of grade 5 titanium and carbon.
You know, it's another Summit, Adam.
What is that?
That you could get.
What?
Summit this dick.
Right. You know, I really
you can put it in your mouth.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I got.
I really
got him fair and square.
I sauntered into that one.
You fucking knocked that one out of the park.
You know
man.
What? Touche, mon ami. Touche.
Yep.
I'm speaking French now. That was so good.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Let's see what they got in the ETC section. Soft goods. They got a leather
keychain. Soft goods. Both of your dicks.
Yep. Soft and good. I'm gonna get a Chevy S10 pickup.
Hell yeah.
And then slam it to the ground. And then airbrush soft and good on the side.
Girl, I'll
the
fuck Blue you Chew, soft
the
and
Blue
good.
Chew, Blue Chew logo. Like a little like, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. All the sedan, all the dick pill logos.
Yep.
All over.
Like it'll look like a NASCAR, but with different dick pill logos.
Soft and good.
Soft and good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And of course, the Ridgewald.
They got a drink sleeve. It looks like they got some kind of notebook. They got sticker packs.
A lot of good shit.
They got a T-shirt. They got a bandana.
They have a tropical Ridgewald with like luau theme. Looks
what the fuck
cool.
is a cavity tray?
I think it looks like something that
does that go
you
in
could
the
put
wall?
Your yeah you could put your change in a
oh
some
that's
keys
cool.
and
then they're you could constantly slide it in the innovating wallet. Over yeah. there fucking Ridgewallet.
Yeah. I had an idea for them. I forget. Oh, and no wait. I was thinking like not a knife, but there was some I thought of something that could fit in there. You know what would be really convenient is an SD card slot, but only because
yeah.
For us.
Yeah, for I do this
for podcasting.
Yeah. For podcasting.
Which is a big industry now, and I think they would be right to fucking mm-hmm. Incorporate that into
But it's
their
coming,
walls.
Man. No, it's funny because I saw Lewis was the first person that had one, and he was showing it off at the same time as his fidget spinner.
Right. And wow. Look who's still around to this
Ridge
day.
Wallet Ridge is wallet. Still around. And I was fidget like, spinner's Lewis, illegal.
Lewis, it's one of the gayest things I've ever seen. And then they sent me one when I had to replace my big leather wallet because I started making too much money.
Yeah, yep.
It's true.
And you do keep cash on hand. I you do, don't yeah. trust banks.
I walk around. I've never had a bank account. I've got every dollar I've ever made from the podcast mm-hmm. is in my wallet. I walk away or walk around with about $2.5 million.
Yep. Just stuffed to the gills. Mm.
That'd be sick, dude. That to be that be awesome. Stupid. Meet the man. Meet the libertarian who doesn't trust
banks or even keeping things in his house. Apparently,
yeah. He's walking around.
He doesn't trust his family.
It's
banks,
just safes.
Just like a, he just like he's got like a Looney Tunes dust cloud around him, and then it settles and his wallet's gone. And he's been sort of all of his clothes. It just comes leaking out of his ears.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Ridgewald's good and. Go to Ridgewallet.com.
Ridgewallet.com. Try out promo code Cumtown.
Just play
or
around.
Cumtown20.
Just fuck. Feel it out.
Feel it out. There's probably free shipping or 20%
something
off.
Something nice.
Something along something those lines. Nice. Just make sure you use the promo code.
Use the promo code and tell them Cumtown sent
at
you.
The very least, buy something and then send them a subsequent email saying, I wouldn't have bought this if it weren't for I want to be like the Cumtown guys.
Yep. We have everything, by the way, here.
Yeah.
Every cup. Ridgewallet.
I used to be a neo-lib. Chud until I was radicalized. by the Cometown podcast, and now I'm a revolutionary.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All day long, but saying like, not a good look.
Check, not a good look, Chief.
Check, please.
Oh, fuck. I feel
kids
my
in cages. Check, please.
I feel my little
that's
yogurt
wasn't enough.
That's a
definite check, please.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
That what if yogurt I told you it wasn't yogurt?
I did not eat your
cum.
I mixed it in my home.
You ain't coming now. You're pregnant.
Home. Yeah, I have a house. Okay, and you're not gonna convince me that I'm a pig sucking dick. And even if I was, why would in this reality would I be eating your cum? This is supposed to be my escape from
you
sucking.
You
cum.
Ate yogurt. I'm just
all right. Thank you.
I'm pulling the curtain back.
I watched the Zack Snyder movie Sucker Punch.
Is it good?
And it reminds me of this reality about where you're going into an alternate reality to forget trauma because this girl is raped and then institutionalized and then lobotomized.
Jesus.
But in her brain, she goes into a world where she's...
It all happens in her brain?
Where she's kicking ass and...
How's the movie end? Is it a happy ending?
The Matrix.
The movie ends where her friend escapes and she's just a lobotomized retard.
What the fuck? That sucks.
They should do The Matrix, but it's like Neo's the whole time. Like him coming out of The Matrix doesn't happen until the last third of the movie. And he's like, yeah, I want out of The Matrix. And then he'd like... comes to in the tube and he's got pig ears and he's some kind of like pig human and he's just sucking some guy's cock in the tube. And then
they're like, well, by the way, we didn't mention that.
That's what the real world is.
Yeah.
You think it's the year 1999, but it's actually close to the year 2099. You've been sucking cock in the tube as a pig man your whole life. Mm-hmm. And Joe Pantoliano is like, kind of makes you want to go back in, huh? Before you knew you were a cock sucking pig.
All right. I mean, yeah, I guess that's something that could appeal to some people.
Yeah.
I don't really see the appeal personally, but, you know, others might like it.
Like who?
I don't know, you.
Celebrity John Bastow?
No, I don't think so. You seem to be really, really infatuated with this idea of pig people recently.
Well, I'm an artist.
John Bastow.
Yeah.
What a reference, dude. Fitness made simple. I
Sometimes
forgot about that
you gotta
that guy.
Just let whatever is going on in your mind go there so we can get to the true reality. Mm-hmm. We can see ourselves in true reality.
I agree with that.
John.
Somewhere in my closer to reality dimension, I'm watching John Bastow infomercials on TV, and it's 1997.
John Based God.
And I got a cup of Italian ice from the ice cream truck.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I would love a lemon
shut
ice.
Up.
You said shut up before I even finish. Just let me finish. Then you told me to shut up. Come on, man.
Dude, the box is hot over here, dude. I'm by the sun.
I'm telling you, the box is, it's a different temperature over there. There's a different climate on the box.
Do you remember how you ended up on the box?
No, dude.
No,
you
just
ended up there.
I'll say this publicly.
Like there's another reality.
Shit.
And which is controlling you. And a heat lamp just turned on in the other reality.
You are kind of like a lizard underneath the heat lamp.
It needed to be justified somehow. Retroactively.
I'm so pissed if I'm a pig in a cage right now.
With a heat lamp.
If I go to bed tonight and I just am a pig just sucking dick, I'm going to be so fucking pissed off.
Did we say what the promo code was?
I think we said Cometown or Cometown 20.
That's right. Yeah. I like these bags, dude.
I like them too, yeah.
I do need a small bag because I have a big... Shut up. I'm getting the bag.
Come on, man.
Oh, now they got this weekender bag. In a travel kit.
They have bigger bags?
I don't need a big... I have a big bag. I need a small bag for fucking zipping around.
I might be done with phone cases, though.
I'm done myself.
Now that I just have to pay, like, a monthly fee for the phone, I'm just going to get into breaking them.
What do you mean you pay a monthly fee?
Instead of buying the phone outright.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
I buy them outright.
I pay, like, $40 for my phone every month.
I just prefer to buy it outright.
Why?
I
don't know.
I do it. I finance it through Apple because you get free Apple Pay or Apple Care with it.
You get free Apple Care.
Yeah.
You should never buy anything you can finance.
I like to buy things.
It's good for your credit if you finance.
Not only is it good for
payments.
Your credit, but if you have more liquid capital, you can use that to your advantage.
I'm an old-school type of guy. I don't trust the stock market.
There's no such
market.
Thing as an old-school type of guy. The people who say that just don't understand how money works.
And that's fine, and I prefer that.
I'm going to start my own investment
bank. The only thing I'm going to invest in, I'm going to buy a house at some point, And that's it.
Yeah. I'm starting, me and Adam are starting a hedge fund called Gay Man Financial.
Gay Man Financial.
Awesome. Yeah.
And it's a subsidiary of Liquid Capital.
Yeah. Gay Sex and Financial.
And the liquid is calm.
That's good.
Yeah. Gay Sex Financial.
That's awesome. You could probably make big money doing that.
We do default credit swaps. That's where two guys spit each other's cum into each other's mouths.
Yeah. It's like snowballing.
That makes me hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, thinking about that makes me pretty hard, honestly.
Yeah, finance is gay.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So is sucking my dick. But that hasn't stopped you.
Yes, it has. That's exactly why I don't do it.
But you want
that's
to.
That's precisely why
I
don't
do
it.
But you want
to,
but you don't want to be gay.
I'd suck dick, but that shit's gay, dude.
It looks delicious, but...
It looks cool.
But it's gay to do it.
The bob motion looks cool.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
You know, it's nice to get a new skill... To master a new skill.
Damn.
What?
Ridge Wallet, hit me up with a commuter backpack.
I'm getting the commuter backpack.
Hit me up with a black commuter backpack.
I'm getting it.
You can get it in teal.
I don't want teal.
You can get it in teal.
I don't fucking want teal. Fuck you.
Looks great. Very simple. Not that kind of slim. Not too big.
A lot like your dick.
Oh, come on.
No, I want to look at the
what
backpack.
Else is in the news? Rapper DMX is in a vegetative state.
I think he's beating it.
Is he going to come back from a vegetative state?
I feel like I saw a picture of him giving up the peace sign, throwing up the peace sign.
Really?
I hope it's not old. I'm sure he's been in I'm sure he's been in the hospital before.
Lena Dunham debuted her new plus-size clothing line. That looks pretty good.
They should call him ODMX. Folks,
that's true.
Have you seen this guy? This guy DMX? Apparently, he's in the hospital for doing too many drugs.
Damn. Yeah, maybe it's not looking good. Maybe I saw an old picture.
Yeah,
that's bullshit, dude.
Sober.
DMX recently went to the hospital for doing too many drugs. Sounds like what's X gonna give it to you? Is a bunch of ashes from a funeral home, folks. That's what you give
to you. That's X gonna give it to you.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be back with the Kings of Leon.
He's apologized to the Asian community, and he's now turning his sights on.
DMX was in the hospital saying, where my dog's at. Apparently, they're at the Chinese food restaurant.
And then he's bringing it back
and
to
he's
the
back
Chinese.
He's racist again.
We tried cutting out the jokes and realized
it was pretty funny.
It was pretty. It made me laugh. The DMX thing. The DMX thing was pretty funny to me. DMX said, "Who let the dogs out?" It was the Chinese people letting the dogs out from the back of the restaurant.
Wow, is that real?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it sounds like he had a real rough ride to the hospital after overdosing on drugs. Hey, Kevin, do you know this guy? Is he one of your
friends
from the corner?
From your neighborhood?
You guys go hang out at your cat houses together? Jay, come on, man.
Come on.
Come
on, Jay. You know I don't want to find another job.
I told you, man.
Just
stop being racist to me,
Jay. Just at least, if there could be one person you're not racist towards, maybe it's me.
Fuck you! I pay your fucking bills, you fucking muck.
Suck my dick, you piece of shit.
I'm Mickey Mouse. Oh,
it's me, Mickey Leno.
Have you seen this?
Guess what?
Have you heard about
guess
this?
Guess what? If it wasn't enough for me to be both Mickey Mouse and Jay Leno, there's one other fact about me. I'm fucking gay.
Wow. This show's gotten good.
I'm sucking guys' cocks.
Imagine if me, Mickey Mouse, Jay Leno. Because I know it's gonna blow your mind. But what if I was also a fag?
I'm gay.
Ha 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 ha!
I love Donkey Kong. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Hey, Kevin,
I'm Donkey Kong.
Watch me suck this guy's dick, Kevin.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy. Now, that's good stuff.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Have we did an hour? I don't think we're topping JJ, Michael, fucking Mickey, whatever the fuck his name is.
Who cares? Who gives a shit? Fuck comedy.
Okay, damn. All right, here we go. 3, 2.
Is this going to be one of those weeks?